Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Natalie Emmanuel. Natalie Emmanuel, welcome back to The Daily Show. Welcome in person, because the first thing I have to say is congratulations, because the last time we spoke was virtually.
Yes.
And that's when you were doing the new show was Die Hard with Kevin Hart,
right? Right. Yeah.
And since then, you got nominated for an Emmy for that role, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It feels like your journey has just been, you know, it's just on the up. You're enjoying yourself, whether it's comedy, whether it's drama, whether it's whatever. This is like a thriller.
It's thriller, horror.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yes. I like to challenge myself and try my hand at everything.
Watching this movie, I was like, this is a terrible mistake that your character has made. Because we saw a little bit in the clip. She goes to, like, for, you know, like a lavish event
like
in England.
Yeah, like a destination wedding with a long-lost relative who is a stranger. And goes alone. I mean, no. Like, that was her first mistake. So, I always joke that if it was me in this situation, that movie would have ended in the scene with my best friend, who's like, are you gonna go meet him? And we'd be like, nah. And, cause no, like,
if I got invited to a long-lost relative's event and I get there and then it's a bunch of people wearing masks, pulling out knives, I'd be like, yeah, this did not go as I intended.
Yeah.
This is not it. What I also found interesting was you are playing an American in the movie, but then everyone is English.
British, yeah.
Is that like super weird for you? Because it's like you English playing an American with English people. Do you find that there's like parts of Natalie that change? Like, are there things like American Natalie does that English Natalie would never do?
I think American Natalie is probably a little more, she's probably a little louder, to be honest.
A little louder?
Yeah, like, I don't mean that to sound, like, negative. Like,
No, it's fine. You said it. Americans are loud.
No,
You've said it now, Natalie. You've said it now, Natalie.
But we love that. I love that. I think that sometimes, like, my Britishness, you know, often it's like, you know, keep it sort of...
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. And I think there's a freedom that comes with that accent and that I see with Americans. Like, they have no problem expressing themselves, expressing their opinions. And I love that. I wish I had more of that. So
yes.
I try to adopt it myself. Not always successfully, but...
No, yeah. I think you do a great job of it. I loved seeing it in the character. I love seeing how you change. Before I let you go, there's one change that we have to speak about, and that's your hair. Right? It looks gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I saw the video of you cutting your hair, and it was really emotional.
It was so emotional.
Because we've known you with your hair for so long, it's become a part of you, and people have even come up to you and said, like, thank you so much for having natural hair on a TV show, and what made you decide, you know what, I'm going to cut it? And not for a role, by the way, just for yourself.
It was for me. I think it had taken... For many years, I wanted to cut my hair, and I always found a reason not to. And I think some of it was fear. Some of it was like, oh, you know, to be... what is femininity or beauty or whatever. Often we're kind of taught that you have to have long hair and it has to be a certain way. And I think I'd also, like, there was a real pride in not changing my hair for the screen and on red carpets and doing, you know, glamorous looks with my natural texture and, you know, hair discrimination, all of that. It was a real kind of defiance that was in my hair and a celebration that was in my hair. And so when I decided to cut it, I wanted to just shed it. I wanted to let go of all the sort of complex feelings, but, you know, start fresh. And to be honest,
you did a great job.
I love it.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You've inspired me. Now maybe I'm not going to cut it, but maybe I'll come to the show with cornrows. Maybe, you never know. I might switch things up. You've inspired me now.
I mean, you've been mixing it up.
Yeah, but I might like just do like a whole, you never know.
Like a whole thing.
Just like a, you know, I don't know. I still like it for now. Natalie, thank you so much for joining me on the show. Absolute pleasure seeing you again. Make sure to watch The Invitation. It's going to be exclusively in theaters on August 26th. Natalie Emanuel, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.